Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, speaking to you about Monday, the 24th of April, through Sunday, the 30th of April, and that's the end of April. When we get to Monday, it is May. So, off it went, April, boom, like a flash. But things have settled down. Have you noticed? Although over the weekend we do remember that we had a retrograde Mercury begin, and we started the day Monday coming for the most part with the moon in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. And that last positive aspect was the sextile to Jupiter in Aries, which completes Monday morning, the 24th at 4:49 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, that might have been lots of nice dreams. You might have been, you know, on a flying carpet somewhere, having a really interesting time. But as we come into 8:15 a.m. on Monday morning Eastern, it is the moon's time to square Neptune in Pisces. And so after all that energy, it gets a bit more foggy, clouded. Maybe you forgot to set your alarm kind of thing with a Mercury retrograde included in the mix. You know, so be aware of that. And don't, you know, forget to set your alarm. And make lists. Lists are good as long as you don't forget where you put them, right? So anyway, there's a void, of course, Gemini moon after that. And so, you know, once the bird has flipped its wings a few times so that it gets all the water off, you can fly, you know, free and have a nice experience until, and you'll still have a nice experience, but it won't be in the moon in Gemini. When the moon enters Cancer, at 2:58 p.m. that afternoon, it goes towards the sextile to the sun in Taurus until 12:11 a.m. on Tuesday. So now, again, the two foodie signs of the zodiac are, well, yes, it's Cancer and Taurus. So this is a very nice time to be looking at, you know, having a nice meal, or, you know, looking at things for the home and particularly, well, I know in the mountains here and the Piedmont of the Blue Ridge are having their own gardens. And so that's a great time to be in it, or maybe you're harvesting a few early items from this, whatever it is. Maybe the herbs are coming up and stuff like that. So it's just a very pleasant sextile between the moon in Cancer and the sun in Taurus. It's also a good time to talk with someone about the needs that you may have for home and family and security with finance, which is Taurus also, right? But hopefully you've already started those negotiations. I mean, from now until the time that Mercury goes direct, we're going to have to keep remembering that it is retrograde and that it is at a time when we don't like want to embark on the new, but we can continue on with what we've already started. And that is until the 14th day of May. So, yeah, I got to remember that. So anyway, after the sextile to the sun, there's a short period of time that the moon in Cancer will trine Saturn in Pisces until 12:40 a.m. Eastern. So, of course, if you're out on the West Coast, this is just 9:11 p.m. and 9:40 p.m. So you're experiencing these during, you know, your waking time. Some of us might be still awake and Eastern time. And of course, you are awake, or no, maybe not. It's only 5 in the morning when it's 12 here over in the UK. So maybe some people are dreaming these nice things and others are experiencing them. But this one is, I think the moon trine from Cancer to Saturn in Pisces is going to be a monthly for, you know, a couple of years. And this is a time when you can really start to feel the right kind of structures and boundaries that you might need to adapt and think about creating for yourself in order for your own inner harmony and in relating to others, you know. So, the Sun in Taurus is also going sextil Saturn in Pisces until 6:48 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So you are, again, grounding into, with the Taurus energy, this idea of how to navigate. Because, you know, Saturn in Pisces can also bring up the fear energies. And so we want to try to focus more on what Saturn can give us in terms of feeling and sensing and knowing on a psychic level about certain things, but knowing what might be a good idea of how to handle everything, what kind of methods and timing you'd want to use. So the Sun in Taurus is looking also at the finances in that way. And for the day of Tuesday, Moon in Cancer is going sextil retrograde Mercury in Taurus until 7:47 p.m. Eastern. So maybe you get a chance to go back over some of the things you were thinking about or talking about in terms of real estate, diet, money, security, home and family. It's not, again, the time to embark on the new, but to take a look at reviewing. And, you know, that's always positive, any of the re-signs. And is this something that needs repair, you know, that kind of thing. But after 7:47, the moon is going to join Mars in Cancer at 11:08 p.m. Eastern. Very irritating. Mars in the mucous membranes on its own in Cancer is making things a little bit more tricky in digestive land. But with the moon there and the conjunction, feelings are raw. And so be careful. People are just needing more comfort and not receiving it necessarily. And so that can get into arguments and, you know, just general bad feeling until that aspect is complete. 11:08 p.m. Tuesday. Moon goes on, and this will be part of that if you've had a difficult time, to square Chiron in Aries until 12:32 a.m. on Wednesday. Now, I mentioned Chiron in Aries when we were having the solar eclipse because of all the Aries in that particular 29 degree new moon in Aries. So this is, again, the lesson in how do I, you know, feel myself as secure when somebody else is asserting themselves in a negative way because they haven't learned how to just be able to communicate without being aggressive. Or, on the other hand, somebody is feeling that their own individuality is being wounded by someone else's needs. So there, both are possible. After 12:32 a.m. till 2:45 a.m., Moon in Cancer gets a sextil to Uranus and Taurus, and maybe there's some ahas taking place that could be helpful if you're up or even in a dream. Moon in Cancer will square Jupiter in Aries until 5:09 p.m. on Wednesday, and that is a tendency to overdo and also to experience some of what I spoke about in terms of the square to Chiron in Aries. It could be similar with the moon square Jupiter in Aries. Yeah. Because that moon in Cancer has that instinctive need to feel protected and safe and is very sensitive. They, you know, kind of personalize things. you know, it's very difficult sometimes for fire signs to tread that delicate place and, you know, saying things that wouldn't maybe bother someone else can bother a Cancerian energy, taking it personally, you know, holding it as a wound. So be aware that some of that is in the air on Wednesday. The moon will, however, be able to receive some good nourishment and messages when it trines Neptune in Pisces until 7:41 p.m. And then Moon in Cancer may begin to understand what happened. But I want to tell you that this week that I'm talking about is another one of those weeks that's important in terms of your relationships with, you know, important people in your life, but also other kinds of relationships, relationships to situations and people and things. Because on next week, the next week forecast, we're going to have the lunar eclipse come in at the full moon of 14 Scorpio on Friday the 5th. So again, we get some clues, we get some ideas and messages about how relationships are interacting and what you're feeling and sensing, because once we get to a lunar eclipse, there can be an ending in that realm, relationship realm, and a new beginning. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily mean the end of somebody in your life, although it might, to be honest, but it could also mean that you have to find the way to relate differently, you know, if it's been, you know, what we used to call codependent, or if it's been based on somebody getting more than the other, you know, it may require communication, right? Hopefully people are open for communication, but here on Wednesday with the Moon in Cancer trine to Neptune in Pisces, between, say, 5:30 and 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening in the Eastern time, you can pick up some of this information in an easy way, a trine, so that you're saying, oh, I see. Because, you know, how often do we all have that instinctive Cancerian response to something? You know, the ego comes in first and speaks first. So, you know, how dare you? Or, you know, stuff like that. Or how could you? You know, comes in first, but if you don't actually express, sometimes if you ponder once you're in a meditative state and you're opening and allowing, you know, there might be something you need. There's a gift somehow in that, whatever it was, all right? So then you don't have to say something or do something on the outer. And so this is the time to decipher what that might be. Void of course moon also can take you further into that trine Neptune space, so you don't have to do it just between those hours. Just open up for the rest of that evening in the Eastern time zone until the moon enters Leo at 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. Okay, so you've got some time. But what happens here is so fast, but it's still going to happen. Moon in Leo opposes Pluto in Aquarius, 3:13 a.m. Eastern time. Now, you may be just getting into bed by that. You know, just you might have been, you know, experiencing some kind of a conflict if you're out farther enough west because you're still up. The moon in Leo is not going to work with Pluto in Aquarius because, you know, Leo wants to be the queen or the king or, you know, the highest level in this situation. Loyalty, please. And, you know, that is very important to the moon in Leo. But Pluto, big power in Aquarius, not interested, you know. It's sort of like if you look at the outer world, you know, what a lot of people feel is, you know, it's enough with the royalty. You know, and they've been feeling it for decades, but many people are still very supportive of royal family, particularly in England. right? And interest, even in the United States, is frequently very big in terms of the royals. So the challenge to Leo, any Leo planet, is going to come from Pluto, the power or the transformation in something new out there in the larger group, equality. That's just one of the potentials for Pluto in Aquarius, but we don't get very far into it, but we get these little, again, this is the glimmering. This is the thing to notice. What did it look like? If you're awake, you might be able to see that. But we also have the Mars in Cancer coming in for that square to Chiron in Aries at 9:34 a.m. Eastern. So here, again, that whole thing from the solar eclipse acting out during this week and also showing you what it means in terms of relationship this time. So it's not the same as the Moon in Cancer conjunct or, you know, the square to the Chiron from Moon in Cancer, but it is, again, the issue of who is, you know, who's going to be the winner in the individual energy race here and the needs of the Cancer Mars versus the needs of Chiron and Aries. It's a very edgy day, let's just say, because the Moon in Leo now goes on to the square to the Sun in Taurus. At 5:20 p.m., that comes in exact. So, again, authorities. Leo wants to be the authority with the Moon, and the Sun, you know, kind of knows it's the authority because the Sun is actually the ruler of Leo. But in Taurus, there's very different values. You know, Leo can be grand and want something grand in terms of spending money, for instance, and Taurus is much more conservative. So we can see things like that. But also, so it's not a discussion time, also because coming in is Moon in Leo square Mercury in Taurus retrograde, 5:44 a.m. on Friday. But this square of Moon to Sun, waxing Moon to Sun, brings us into the second quarter phase of the lunar cycle, which is when we want to kind of get going and do something on hopefully the projects that you've already been involved with. And it's not really the best time to do that, but there is a good time coming, although it isn't on Friday until after 3:26 p.m. Because during that time, as we move past 5:44 a.m., Moon in Leo square Uranus in Taurus. So even the new ideas and innovative thoughts, perhaps, of the Uranian energy in Taurus, which may want to change things about finances, isn't going down well with the Moon in Leo. But now we go into a beautiful cycle while Moon in Leo goes sextile Venus in Gemini until 7:42 p.m. on Friday the 28th. Then it will move towards the trine to Jupiter, 6:53 a.m. Saturday, the 29th. So you've got that as your cycle, say from 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern to 7 a.m. on Saturday. Now, Moon in Leo, now have your fun, have your conversations, you know, enjoy flirtation and romance, and, you know, just feel good. Let yourself end that Friday in the week on an up note, which you certainly can do with both of those aspects coming in. Saturday, after the trine completes at 6:53 a.m. Eastern, Moon in Leo can also relax and enjoy in the void of course phase until the Moon enters Virgo at 2:59 p.m. Saturday afternoon. And that is one of the things that we are going to have to deal with. While Saturn is in Pisces, is every month the moon in Virgo will oppose that Saturn in Pisces. And this is when it does it in April. Right at the end of April, from about 3 o'clock Eastern Time all the way to 1:41 a.m. Sunday. Moon in Virgo opposes Saturn in Pisces. So it isn't easy. There are frustrating obstacles for the Moon in Virgo's agendas, and we have agendas in Virgo. We all have agendas in Virgo and the house where Virgo is. There's somebody who may have a lot of worries that are conflicting with the itinerary or the plan. So it could be even be weather issues in a way that are blocking some ideas from happening. But it's also every time the moon does a negative aspect to Saturn, we have a tendency to be pessimistic and feel, you know, down and depressed. And so this can be happening for whatever reasons in your realm while this aspect comes in. But again, it's not forever. 1:41 a.m., it's over. And we have the harmony of the lights replace it when the moon in Virgo trines the sun in Taurus until 10:59 a.m. on Sunday, a beautiful start to a Sunday Eastern time for sure, early in the West Coast, but still the perfect flow on the Earth sign level. So we want to get something settled. We want to get something done. We want to make a plan that has to do with the outer world, life, physical body, maybe also health-wise. This is a good time. The moon also has a wonderful trine to Mercury in Taurus until 3:05 p.m. Of course, it's retrograde. So perhaps, again, whenever we see these aspects to retrograde, Mercury, perhaps we're reviewing something, going back over it, or going back to something we saw before the retrograde and having an agreement about it. And the moon finishes out our month of April and our Sunday going into trine to Uranus and Taurus. So that might be a good change, good new idea coming in. 3:33 a.m. is when it completes on Monday, the first day of May, which, of course, some people will call the Beltane holiday, May Day, and all of that. But we'll talk about that next time. We'll talk about this, and of course, we'll talk about the lunar eclipse full moon. I will take a look at the information and see if I need to probably do a separate podcast for that. And also, we will be speaking about the shift of Venus going into Cancer on Sunday, the 7th. All right, so enjoy your flighty, lovely words, and it's just a nice energy when Venus is in Gemini for us to go see new things and have fun. You know, this is a time when all these, where I am, and I'm sure wherever it's possible, a lot of street festivals and cities, different kinds of things are happening, and it's fun to do that with Venus in Gemini. So that's it for this week. Remember, take a look at what's happening and ponder it in terms of relationships. And I'll say goodbye for now.